And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have with me Nancy LeBon. She is an amazing lady who started this wonderful event we're going to talk about. We're talking about the 4th Annual Community Angel Tree Program for Seniors. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you took time to come in here because you've been busy getting all of this ready and set up and for people to come and do this. Give us the details of where they can pick these angels, how many you're servicing, and give us some ideas of what some of the recipients are wanting.
Okay. This is our 4th year. When people see the ornaments, they're taken aback because we have requests like toilet paper, cleaning supplies, sheets, food. These seniors are all in their own homes, and we feel really blessed to be able to reach out to this population. This year, we have 489 ornaments. Last year, we had 369, and the community was just wonderful. We had 600 presents go out the door.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
It was a lot. And we were the people, we get our names through the senior centers, both Carbon and Emery County. And the director of the Carbon Center told me that normally the dining room's kind of quiet when people are eating. And she said after the angel tree starts, it's just buzz, buzz, buzz. The people are thrilled to have somebody pay attention to them. We got a request from a gentleman and helper that said he didn't need anything materialistic, but he wanted somebody to talk to.
Oh.
And it's, you know, we see things like this and it breaks your heart. But we're doing a lot. The ornaments are on a Christmas tree at the Hope Center, which is 185 North Carbon. It's right across the street from State Farm Insurance and right in back of the Heirloom. We're there from 9 to 1, Monday through Friday, and 5 to 7, in addition to 9 to 1, 5 to 7 on Tuesday evenings to try to give people that work a chance to get in there. I have nothing but gratitude for this wonderful community. They have taken it and run with it. And it's grown every year. And
I would say so. I would say so. You are helping a lot of individuals. So let me ask you this. What got you involved in this? What got you to start this?
My son, my 32-year-old son, died from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma 3 years ago. And I actually asked for help. The grief was horrible. It's out of order. You're not supposed to be able to, you know, to bury your children. And the answer that came into my head was a community effort for seniors. And that was the answer to my prayer for help. And reaching out with love into the community makes me feel like some of Josh's kindness is being paid forward into the community. And it's a lot better than staying home and grieving.
And it gets you through the holidays, and mm-hmm. you help brighten holidays for other individuals. So I think that's great. It's definitely a need. And for it to be in its 4th year, and it just growing, 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 just blows my mind.
And I want people to know that we go through entities. We use Carbon Senior Center, Emery County Senior Center, Active Reentry. We don't just take applications from anyone.
Get referrals through those agencies.
We get referrals. And United Way gave us their seniors this year, which we were very grateful for.
Oh, wonderful. So that's how you got some more.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So if you're buying extra for grandparents or parents, just buy a little bit more.
They don't want much. It's humbling what they want. We put pets on this year. And because some of these folks, that's
what their companion.
Yes, yeah. That's the only friend they have in their home. And it's been wonderful to do for their. We haven't quite figured out what we're going to do about the gentleman in East Carbon that asked for hay. But we're working on it.
Hey, you get something new every year.
We do.
A new request.
We
do.
And we try to add people every year. We've got a group of women from Ascension St. Matthew's Lutheran Episcopal Church that want to help. And some of the wards have wanted to help. And so we're going to have stocking stuffing for Beehive. And we're excited about that. I try to add something new every year.
Well, it sounds like you're doing an amazing job. Great turnout. Now, there is a deadline to get the gifts returned back once you pick an angel off the tree. And that's very important because it's going to take some time to figure out where they go, who they go to, and work on that.
It's a group effort. I want to stress it's community. This is not Catholic, even though I'm at Notre Dame. That's the only reason that Notre Dame is sponsoring it. That's where I am. But it's community, and that I need to shout that from the rooftops, because we've had people from all walks of life walk in that door. People with nothing will come in and get an ornament. And it's very humbling. It's one of the most humbling things I've ever done.
I bet.
But we need them back by the 10th of December, because our elves are going to gather at Notre Dame at 9 o'clock in the morning on the 15th. And if anybody wants to come and help deliver, they're more than welcome. That is the rewarding part.
I don't know if my little feelers can handle that. I'd be bawling all day long.
Last year, we had an older couple, probably in their 90s, and we had a lot of presents because we divide the wish list among several people, so it's not a financial burden for any one family. And we had a lot of packages, and we knocked on the door, and this elderly gentleman came, and he was with a walker, and his eyes filled with tears, and he turned to his wife, who was behind him in a wheelchair with oxygen, and he said, "Mother, we're going to have a Christmas."
Oh, my goodness.
So we're out the sidewalk sobbing, but, you know, it's an outreach of love, and I am so blessed. We are so blessed. The givers, I think, are blessed more than the receivers.
You know, that's one thing I love about this community. Amazing. And it's not just, I'm not talking just holidays. I'm talking with anything. Our community really steps up there's a need.
Every time they step up, it's a wonderful place. And we're not from here originally. We've been here since 84, but it's been a great place to live.
Well, good deal. Well, we're glad to have you here, and we're glad you've started this.
Thank you.
And like I said, it's getting bigger and bigger each year, so there's still some tags still available, still some angels that need some help. And so if you would like to, you or your family get together, or even a business can get together and go in and get a couple of tags and go in on that. That's another great idea, too.
I spoke to the Chamber of Commerce last week. They invited me to speak. Actually, it was Colleen Lovelace invited me, and her company has adopted this as their Christmas project.
Oh, good.
And this is their third year.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Mm-hmm. Great bunch of people. So anybody out there that wants to be a part of this, the angels can be chosen at Notre Dame Parish Hope Center, which is at 185 North Carbon Avenue. Now, the hours you can go in and pick an angel is Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then they also offer Tuesday evenings from 5 until 7 p.m. You can pick one then. And then just remember that all wrapped gifts need to be returned to the Hope Center on Monday, December 10th. So they can, because the elves are going to gather on the 15th and they're going to go deliver. Yeah. Now, if you are interested in helping be a part of this, want to go help deliver, get a hold of Nancy. And her number is
637-6195.
And she can help you and point you in the right direction and team you up and
get you an elf hat.
Get you an elf hat. Oh, you can't beat that. Well, Nancy, thank you so much from us here at the radio station. Thank you for doing such a wonderful program, thinking about our seniors.
Thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure. All right. This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.